While parts of wheat country received spotty rains overnight on Wednesday, an overall lack of April showers does not bode well for May flowers or for the Kansas wheat crop. The latest reports on crop conditions and weather, in addition to firsthand producer observations, indicate the 2025 wheat crop is showing clear signs of drought stress. At the same time, as unseasonably warm temperatures followed by a quick pivot to chilly weather are hitting the state. According to the latest Kansas Crop Progress and Condition Report, released on April 14th by USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, winter wheat conditions are rated at 43% good to excellent, a significant drop from the 51% the week prior. The NAS report also noted declines in both topsoil and subsoil moisture. The report matches data from the Kansas Mezzanit assessed on April 17th, which shows varying moisture conditions across the state. Looking at the Mezzanit data, around 150 days appears to be a very common number, as in, for many parts of wheat-growing country, it has been nearly 5 months since any significant moisture was received. This situation tracks with the U.S. Drought Monitor's update on April 17, 2025, which lists nearly 84% of the state is abnormally dry. Drought ratings of D0 to D4. Compared to the drought ratings from this year at this time, the overall dry conditions are similar, but more of the state is edging into moderate drought ratings. K-State agronomy specialist Jean Falk Jones hit the road this week from her home base in Colby to Garden City to Tribune, allowing her to take stock of what the wheat crop looks like in western Kansas. The drought stress is evident even from the road. Yellow leaves showing up at the bottom of stems, fields that are losing that deep green color, and poorer areas becoming more evident. According to the USDA NAS report, 46% of the Kansas wheat crop has now jointed, in pace with last year, but ahead of the five-year average of 34%. Falk Jones noted that the wheat crop is now pushing that second joint above ground and the stem is being formed. The wheat plant at this stage needs more moisture, magnifying the impact of drought stress and the hot temperatures hitting Kansas this week. Remember, at this stage, the wheat plant has already set the total potential kernels that will develop in the wheat head. Any stress from here until harvest will drop that number down. Although the impact of the current dry weather and temperature swings will not be realized until the plant is more fully developed. She also cautioned producers not to assume any yellow leaves are due to drought stress. Scouting is necessary to determine the source of plant stress. Yellow leaves at the bottom of the plant indicates drought stress or nitrogen deficiency, but yellow and green mottling on parts of the leaf could be the result of disease showing up, particularly wheat streak mosaic virus, or a related disease like triticum mosaic virus or high plains mosaic virus. Falk Jones also reminded producers that any moisture event will aid that plant in developing those kernels and plumping them up come grain fill. And stay tuned for field tour dates as they are announced. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.